Blog Talk Radio.
Where you
time for the light has come. The glory of God has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered. Pool seats above our lovers were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to y'all. I see the refuse, the fountains of living waters. The showers weaving righteousness restores my order and turns on to a king. A song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High that brought me out of insanity. Crushed the towers of vanity and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key. No longer my your refugee. I'm now y'all planning.
We don't march to the city. We don't dance. We don't sleep. We don't march to the city. We don't march to the city. We don't march to the city. We don't dance. We don't sleep. We
don't run to the city, run to the city. Measure waters came to your ankle, the method did repeat. Waters came right to your knee before you further joke groins. Waters came to your loins, a thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of your fists left the stem. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on top of the sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolishness is forever gone. Got spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's hurt that stuff really quickly. Make our solace this 50 soul. We home.
We don't dance, we don't sleep, we don't want to sleep, we don't fight, we don't march to the city, we don't dance, we don't sleep, we don't want to sleep,
the greatest of the Most High for getting me out, for blessing me with understanding of what you talking about. My sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you will woke me from my slumber, pull me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know what understand truth. That no blessing, the curse is coming, least is coming through you. I sing praises to God to my very last breath, and use your laws as the ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, y'all pay his holy name. Regard, we have come a long way. Yeah, we got so far before we right before our king. All of this ain't seen, so we deserve the righteousness. We're healing something that
we
can go.
We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance. We don't sing. We don't run to the city. Run to the, we don't fight to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance. We don't sing. We don't run to the city. Run to the city of God.
I'm on the go. I'm on the go.
I'm
on the go. I'm on the go.
I'm
on the go home. I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go home. I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get on. Wicked, I won't get on now. I wanna go.
I wanna go.
I wanna go. I wanna go. Yeah, I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of our Sunday edition of nothing but the truth. Wake up, Jacob. And today we are going to bring you the word of Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us to bring you his words of truth. And so that's what we will do. And shalom to everyone that is tuned in our listening and viewing audience. For we know that the only reason you have tuned in to our broadcast is because of your great love and fear towards the mighty God. And this week, we will be dealing with a very important topic, because it is something that people need to know in order to be able to know the word of Yahweh. And that is scripture definitions. There are many words in the Holy Scriptures that our people are confused about. And this week, we're going to deal with these particular words. And today, we're going to deal with, or tonight rather, we're going to deal with day and night. Two words that many of our people are very confused about. We're also going to deal with on this program here at this time, but in the following days, we will also deal with morning and evening. Two words that many of our people are very confused about. We will also be dealing with the month and the moon. Another set of words that our people are very confused about. We will also be dealing with Lord and God, two words that many people are very confused about. We will also be dealing with the year, especially this word, the year. Many people don't really understand what a year means. And we will also be dealing with Israel, a name that Yahweh said belongs to him, that he gave to his people. And many of our people are very confused about these words. And today, we'll be dealing with day and night. And we are going to define day, and we're going to define night. And I understand that many people are, in their own mind, believe that they already know what a day is, and they already know what a night is. And they already know what it means and what's the definitions thereof. Yet, many of our people, a gross amount of our people, believe that the day begins at night. And many people believe that the night and the day can be one and the same. You can say that it is a new day at midnight. You can say that it is a new day at the beginning of the night. Some people believe the day begins at the evening. If that's what you believe, then you are not defining the word properly. Yes, we are very aware of the different reference books that are out here. Webster's Dictionary, Oxford's Dictionary, and whatever other dictionary you're using. You also have the very famous James Strong's Concordance, which is the essential dictionary and lexicon for the King James Version of the Bible. This Strong's Concordance is not only a lexicon, but it is also a reference book for every scripture you want to look up, for every word you want to look up in the scripture. You have the Strong's Concordance, Hebrew and Greek, because it is also applying to the New Testament. And this Strong's Concordance, though a very useful tool to find a particular scripture, to see what the Hebrew word may be, it is not the word of Yah. Though Oxford's or Webster's or whoever's dictionary is a useful tool, it is not the word of Yahweh. Of course, Google and Wikipedia and the Francis Driver's Briggs Hebrew Lexicon and whatever other lexicon and Hebrew dictionary and Hebrew reference book that you may consider yourself using, whatever Hebrew biblical language book you have or old English classes you took, none of them are the word of Yah. And let's see what Yahweh says about his word in Isaiah, the 34th chapter. You want to know what something is and what something means. In Isaiah 34, verse 16, it states, "Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall want her mate. For my spirit has gathered him, and my mouth it has commanded." And so what is he saying? That if you want to know what Yahweh means, seek out of the book of Yah and read. Also in Isaiah, the 8th chapter, verse 19 says, "And when they say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their Elohim for the living, to the dead, to the law, and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." So the Creator has allowed us to understand that if you want to know what something means, what something is, then all you have to do is seek out of his book. If you seek out of a book that ain't his, then you're not seeking out of his word. You want to know what Yahweh means? You have to see what Yahweh said. And what else does it say? In the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. You see, Yahweh never said, and if he said not one of these shall fail, not one of them shall lack or want her mate. That means even though the concordance is a useful tool, it's not the mate. Even though the Hebrew English lexicon is a useful tool, it's not a mate. Even though the Oxford and Webster's and Google's reference tools are useful, they're not the mate to the word of Yah. Look what Yah said in Proverbs, the 30th chapter. In Proverbs chapter 30, and we're going to read verse 5, and it says, every word, that's what it says, every word of Oxford's dictionary, no, every word of James Strong Concordance, no, every word of the Hebrew English lexicon, no, but every word of Elohim is pure, meaning it's tried, verified, authenticated. Every word of Elohim is pure. It's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And who wants to be found a liar by the Most High? No one. But what does it also say in Psalms 119, verse 142? It says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. So to sum up what we just read, if you want to know what day means, if you want to know what night means, if you want to know what morning means, if you want to know what evening means, if you want to know what Lord means, if you want to know what God means, if you want to know what month means, if you want to know what moon means, if you want to know what year means, or Yisrael means, or any word that Yahweh spoke, then you want to go directly to the word of Yahweh. Nowhere else, no place else, for none of these other books were gathered by. And one more scripture before we dive into the definitions of day and night. The last scripture I want to show you is in the book of Isaiah. Because some people may believe that you need to know the Hebrew language. Many times in my nearly 20 years of studying the word of Yah, many times, somebody said to me, you gotta know Hebrew, or you don't know the Hebrew, or the reason you believe that is because you don't understand the ancient Hebrew. I don't care if I don't know Hebrew. I don't care if I speak Mandarin. It don't matter if I speak gibberish, or speak the tongue of Bantu languages. No matter what language I speak, or you speak, or anyone speak, the word Yah is the word of Yah, period. That's it. And in here, in the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, verse 9 says, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with a stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Yes. Because why? Because it doesn't matter what language you speak. Yahweh's word goes throughout the entire world. Therefore, first definition the scriptures has of the word that we're going to look at is day. I know when you go to the Strong's Concordance and you look up the word day, it'll take you to a concordance number that will identify a Hebrew word that is pronounced yom. And I know that this concordance will tell you that it is the hot period, the light, and it will also say 24-hour period from evening to evening. And why would it say that? Because that's what the framers of the concordance believed. That's what the Jewish man taught and still teaches. But what did Yahweh say? What does the scriptures call a day? And what does the scriptures not call a day? Because whatever Yahweh called the day, that is the day. Unless Yahweh don't mean nothing. And we know that's not the case. And in Genesis, the first chapter, we'll begin from the beginning. In the beginning, first verse, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Now here's where you're going to get your definition. Verse 5 of Genesis, the first chapter. And it would behoove you to write this down. Just like you was in school, just like you was in your college course, just like you was on your online course, and they told you to take this note. It is very important to take this note. And look what it says in verse 5. And Elohim, not anyone else, no man, and Elohim said or called the light day. That's what Elohim called it. And the darkness he called night. That's what Yahweh called it. He already let us know that he divided them, which means they are to not be the same. They're not. They're different. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Some will say, well, darkness came first. Yes, Darkness was there before the light. But what did Yahweh call first? Who did Yahweh call into existence first? Who did Yahweh give purpose to first? Who did Yahweh identify first? What did Yahweh put above the darkness? That is the day. And he called the light day. And the darkness called night. That's the definition of a day. And it's also the definition of a night. Day is light. Darkness is night. That's what they are. According to Elohim. According to Yahweh. Did Yahweh say anything else to establish that a day means light? Well, yes, of course. Look in Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse. It reads, "And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights." You're going to make note of this here. Elohim made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. What is he saying? Well, let's see what he's saying. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon earth, and to rule the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. So what is he saying? The great light rules the day. The lesser light out of the two great lights rules the night. Therefore, these two lights indicate what time it is. We already know, and we've already seen, that the Creator has defined the day as being light and the darkness as being night, which means they're opposite. But he went further to put two different lights in the heaven, and these lights would divide even further the day from the night, the light from the darkness. One light will rule the day, and that's how you know that you're dealing with day. And another light will rule the night, and that's how you know you're dealing with night. Is there any other scriptures that would explain what these two great lights are? Well, yes, of course. Go to Psalms 136. And what are we talking about? Scripture definitions. And we're today, at this time, defining day and night. They're actually exact opposites of each other. As you can see, since we've begun reading in Genesis, they're two different opposites. And we're going to Psalms, the 136th division. And in Psalms 136, verse 7, it says, "To him that made great lights for his mercy endured forever. The sun to rule by day for his mercy endured forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night for his mercy endureth forever." So these two great lights are defined as being the sun that rules the day and the moon and stars that rules the night. You see, now you can't go anywhere else and try to say that this means what it doesn't mean. Now you know, everybody understands, everybody knows what the sun is. Everybody knows what the moon is and what the stars are. So now it's very clear. There's no room for error if you just stay to the truth. Yah said a day means light. And he further put a big giant light in the midst of the firmament so you know it's the day. And then he put another giant light in the firmament so you know it's the night. And these two lights are to divide the day from the night. And to give light upon the earth. And to rule the day and to rule the night. And they're not to rule each other's season. Look in Psalms 104. In Psalms 104, verse 19, it reads, "He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth." You see what happens at night? You see what night is? He makes darkness, and it's night. Verse 21, "The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from Elohim." Verse 22, "The sun arises, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their den. Man goes forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening, because the day ends when it's evening." That's the end part of the day. The day consists of light. The day is not night, nor is night day. These are two exact opposites of one another. And the scriptures define them as such. Now, since you have seen the definition, now you can start to apply this to everywhere in the book. These two different words and their definition. For instance, if you go to the book of Genesis, 32nd chapter, in Genesis chapter 32, we'll begin reading in verse 22. "And he rose up that night." Now, what does night mean? After we've established the definition per the scriptures, which is the word of Yah, what does night mean? If someone were to tell you, "Oh, that's the day. That's the beginning of a day." No. That's not what Yahweh said. Yahweh said that the day is light. And he said he called the darkness night. So if he rose up in the night. Then he rose up when it was dark and took his two wives and his two woman servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Yaakov was left alone. And there he wrestled with a man, with him until the breaking of the day. So now, when is the breaking? What is the breaking of the day? What is that? Day is defined in the scriptures as light. So this is saying the breaking of the light. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And so he said, "I will not." He said, "Let me go. The day is about to come in. The day breaketh," which means what? The light. What? That's what day means. The light breaks. That's how it's defined. That's what the scriptures say it is. It didn't say from evening to evening. It didn't say at midnight. Yahweh didn't call night day, nor did he call day night. Because it is two different opposites. They're not the same. Look in the book of Job, the 17th chapter. Yes, many people are under the erroneous impression that a day begins at night. And as the man that the revelation of when a day begins said, Moray Elisha, he said, if a day begins at night, then when does the night begin? And that's a very important question. If you're going to tell me that a day means night, that a day begins at night, do you know what you're saying? If Yahweh said, which he said, which we showed, that he called the light day, he called the darkness night, and then I ask you, when does day begin? And you tell me, at night, you're saying the light begins when it's dark, which is obviously a contradictory statement. It's obviously an oxymoronic statement. It's obviously foolishness. Why? Because Yahweh said he called the light day. Yahweh said he made the great light, which is called the sun, to rule over the day, and the moon to rule over the night. And in Job, the 17th chapter, the 8th verse says, "Upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir himself up against the hypocrite. The righteous also shall hold on to his way, and he that hath clean hands shall become stronger and stronger. But as for you, all do you return, and come now, for I cannot find one wise man among you. My days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. They change the night into day. The light is short because of darkness." The people have successfully attempted to change the night into day, even though Yahweh said he called the darkness night. He called the day or the light day. He made the great light, which is called the sun, to rule over the day. And the lesser light, which is called the moon, to rule over the night. That's what Yahweh said. Can you tell me where Yahweh said anything else differently? Yahweh divided them. He made them polar opposites for them not to switch roles. He went as far as to do something very peculiar with the day and the night. And you'll read about that in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Jeremiah 31, verse 35 reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day." You see, this is a consistent pattern in the entire book of the Most High. The light is for the day. And the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night. You see, is a very consistent pattern. The day is for light. He called the light day and he called the darkness night. Then he gave these two distinct lights to rule over day and night, and one doesn't rule over the other's season because Yahweh did something peculiar with these lights. Look in Jeremiah 33, verse 19, where it says, "And the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith Yahweh, if you break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season." You see right here, he's letting you know he done made a covenant of the day. And he made a covenant of the night. And these do not change each other's seasons. Night doesn't become day. Day doesn't become night. They got covenants. Meaning they got terms. They got laws. They got to abide by. The sun cannot rule over the night. The moon cannot rule over the day. These are out of order, and they're against what Yahweh defined them as to be. The day is light. The darkness is night. That's what the scriptures are letting you know. Even look at this here. In the book of Judges, where do I want to go to Samuel? Man, let's go to Samuel, to 2 Samuel. So we can continue to show you that Yahweh, he defined the light to be day. That's what day means. It means light. Yahweh defined day to be light, and darkness is night, which means if you call the night the beginning of a new day, then in error, according to the word of Yah. If you call, I don't even know that, and that's why that question is so very important. If Yahweh separated the day and the night, when did he put them back together? If the day begins at night, when does night begin? See, you can't answer that. When does the night begin? Well, the night begins when it's dark. Well, when does the day begin? Well, the day begins when it's dark. Well, how in the world can they both begin when it's dark? When Yahweh very explicitly, very vividly divided them, separated them, and called the light day, and the darkness he called night. But you would have me to believe that Yahweh never did this, and that the darkness is day, and that the darkness is night, and that the light is day, and that the light is, what, can you call the light night? I really never heard anybody call the night light or day, except when they say that the day begins at night. And that is utterly incomprehensible if you want to deal with something that is the truth or according to the word of Yah. Well, in 2 Samuel, verse 31, but the servants of David had smitten of Benjamin and of Abner's men, so that 300 men died. And they took up Asahel and buried him in the sepulcher of his father, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at the break of day. Which means what? Because Yahweh defined the day as light, so it couldn't have began at night if they went all night. And they came to Hebron at the break of day. I thought the day began at night. But the day don't begin at night, especially if you travel all night and you come to someplace at the break of day. Which means what? The light has begun. Which means what? The night has ended. Which means what? The day and the night are separate. They're not the same. A day, Yahweh called the light day, and Yahweh called the darkness night, and Yahweh had the sun to rule the day, and Yahweh had the moon to rule the night. Therefore, that's what they are. And you'll read every scripture that continues to exemplify and magnify this point. You will not find not one place where Yahweh called the night day. Not one. And you will not find where Yahweh called the day night. Look in Isaiah, the 5th chapter. Isaiah chapter 5, we'll begin reading at verse 20, it says here, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. See, you know some people do this, right? For instance, in the New Testament, the Christ of the New Testament is said to have been quoted saying that you should not resist evil. And why in the world would somebody give that kind of advice? That sounds like the advice of a fool. Don't resist evil. I thought evil was bad. Well, everybody knows evil is bad. That's why Eddie Murphy made a movie one time, being comedic, saying evil is good. And everybody know that's wrong. You can't call evil good and good evil. You can't, if you believe that, then somebody murders your mother and you think that evil is good, then you'll say, well, that's a good thing. You murdered my mom. If that's the truth, then somebody commits adultery, sleeps with your wife. That's evil. And you say, well, that's a good thing. If you think evil is good, somebody kidnaps your child and sells them on the human trafficking market and kills them. You'll say, that's good. And everybody knows that's bad. Everybody knows that's evil. And to call it good is an abomination. And Yahweh said, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. These are obvious, world-known, very distinct, undeniable opposites. You can't drink something sweet and say, ooh, that's bitter, and tell the truth. You can't drink something bitter and say that's sweet and you telling the truth. Because as soon as you give it to the next person, and you say, drink this sweet tea, and they drink the bitter tea, they face will scrounge up. You go, what is this? I thought it was sweet. You can't blind somebody with a dark light. It's not, you can't do it. It's opposite. Yahweh defined them as two totally different things. That's what the scriptures let you know. But what does the concordance let you know? What does the lexicons let you know? What did your Hebrew teachers let you know? Oh, that a day begins in the evening, or a day begins in the night. A day is from one evening to the next evening, from one night to the next night. No, they'll say, the day is a 24-hour period. And I say, yes. Okay. A day is a 24-hour period. Well, when does it begin? When does Yahweh say it begins? When does the scripture say this 24-hour period begins? Where is the beginning of this day? Is it with night or is it with light? Is it with darkness or is it with light? How do you know it's the day? How do you know it's the night? Well, they say, well, look in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. And let's look in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Because these are the things that we've been taught. These are the things that the heathens and the Gentiles and the people that have learned from them have been teaching. They've been teaching these different days, different times, and they've been teaching them as they have learned them from their Hebrew teachers and from their rabbis and from their Kohanim. And they're teaching them what the heathens taught them. But they'll say, I know that a day begins in the evening, when the sun is going down, when it is dark, because of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Go to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. In Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, we're going to begin reading at the 26th verse, where it states, And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. Now, if you're using the logic that you learned from the Creator, you took those notes, you took down Genesis 1, especially verses 3 to 5, you took those notes, Genesis 1, verse 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, especially, Psalms 136, verses 7 through 9. These clearly define that a day is light and that a night is darkness. So now whenever you see the word day in the scriptures, you know that it consists and had to begin with and has to be about light. So what does it say here? Leviticus 23, verse 27, and on the 10th day, which means light, of the 7th month, this is a date, mind you, there shall be a day of atonement, meaning what? A light, a day, this begins in the day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you. You shall afflict your souls, an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh your Elohim. For whatsoever soul shall be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall eat, be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in the same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall not do any manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. In all your dwellings, it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. And you shall afflict your souls in the 10th, in the 9th day of the month at even. From even unto evening shall you celebrate your Sabbath. That's how I know a day begins when the sun goes down. Because it said that we celebrate our Sabbath from evening to evening. Well, what you fail to realize is that Yahweh said the 9th day, which already lets you know he wants you to start your Sabbath, which is not a day. The word Sabbath don't mean day. The word Sabbath or Shabbat means rest. The word Shabbat means to cease. But it does not mean day. You got a Sabbath of years. Is that a day of years? No. It's the ceasing. It's a Shabbat. So, he said, the 9th day at even, which is another word that needs to be defined. And I'll briefly let you know what it means. Even is when the sun goes down. It's when the sun is going down. That's what evening is. From evening unto evening shall you celebrate your Shabbat. When do you start your Shabbat for the Day of Atonement? The 9th day at evening. Not the 10th day at evening. Now, the Day of Atonement began on the 10th day, and a day begins at night, then why would he call it the 9th day at even? Why would he just say the 10th day at evening? But the Day of Atonement don't go past the 10th day. The Day of Atonement is on the 10th day. And your Sabbath begins on the 9th day. At evening, which is the last part of the day. Just to prove that to you, look in Judges real quickly, the 19th chapter. Judges 19. And all you need to do is look at verse 9. It says, and when the man rose up to depart, and he and his concubine, and the servants, his father-in-law, the damsel's father said unto him, behold, now the day draweth toward evening. I pray you, tarry all night. Behold, the day groweth to an end. Lodge here, that thine heart may be merry, and tomorrow get you early on your way, that thou mayest go home. See, the evening is the end of the day. It's still day because it's when the light starts to go away. But it's still day. It's not night yet. It's the end of the day. And that's why he called it the ninth day. Not night. That's not when your day begins. That's when that particular Sabbath begins. Oh, I know that a day begins at night because you tell me when they came out of Egypt. Well, look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, 16th chapter. Because this is what they will say to us. This is what they'll say to you. In Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, verse 1 reads, "Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yah, thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yah thy Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night." Yes, that's what it says. And if you read even further, look in verse 5. It says, "Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee. But at the place which Yahweh the Elohim shall choose, the place is named therein. There thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt." I thought we came out of Egypt. I thought a day started with light. Yes, it does. Why we come out at night? Well, look in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the 40th verse. It reads, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the self same day, it came to pass that all the host of Yah went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto Yah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night on of Yahweh to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generation." Now you got me confused. You said that a day begins with light, that a day is light. But here the scriptures say, you came out of Egypt the self same day, and you came out at night. Well, when was this? When did this happen? And what do I mean by when? I mean, what is the time that it happened? Well, look in the book of Numbers, the 33rd chapter. Numbers 33, verse 3 says, "And they departed from Ramses in the first month on the 15th day of the month. On the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians." They departed on the 15th day, which is a date. This is when they left, on the 15th. Yes, they came out at night, but it was on the 15th. And no dates, because that's a date. And you have many dates in the scriptures. And not one of any date in the scriptures begins with a night. Yahweh does not attach any date to a night. Every date, no matter what time it happened, no matter if it was at evening, no matter if it was at midday, no matter if it was at morning, no matter if it was at night, the date that he gave began in the day. All dates are attached to days, and no dates are attached to night. That's why, you see, we had the Passover in the evening on the what? Look what it says in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. verse 5 or 4, these are the feasts of Yah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the fourth month, first month, at even, is Yahweh's Passover. Why? That's the date, the 14th, the day, the 15th, the day. That's the date. So whatever time it happened is the time that it happened. But the date that Yahweh gave it is always attached to a day, because Yahweh called the day first. And he called the day, he called that light day. So you have dates all throughout the scriptures, but none of them, you'll see no date that says the 15th night, the 18th night, the 20th night. It's all days, because that's when Yahweh defined as being light, a day. No nights ever will you record in the Holy Scriptures giving you a date. That's why I told you, that's why he said the self same day. That's why he said this night is to be much observed, because on this day we came out of Egypt. Well, why? Because that's the date. And all days have dates. And no nights have dates, just days. Because Yahweh begins in the day. He does his work in the day. That's when the man goes to his work. That's when things go down, in the day. They say another thing. What about Nehemiah, the 13th chapter? Because you've been taught that a day is night, and a night is day. And so now every place you see anything that resembles what you've been taught, you're automatically believing that this is the proof for it. But in the book of Nehemiah, in the 13th chapter, in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verse 16, it says, there dwelt men of Tyre, also therein which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Yehuda in Jerusalem. And I contended with the nobles of Yehuda, and said unto them, what evil thing is this that ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did our Elohim bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, which tells you one major thing. If you believe the Sabbath day begins at evening, then why would the scriptures disagree with you? The scriptures say when the gates of Jerusalem began to grow dark before the Sabbath. If it's going dark and the day begins when it's dark, it shouldn't say before the Sabbath. It should say when the gates of Jerusalem began to grow dark during the Sabbath, at the beginning of the Sabbath, when the Sabbath started. No, it says before the Sabbath. I commanded that the gates should be shut and bars that they should not be open until after the Sabbath, that they should bring no burden in on the Sabbath day. It can't be night, because he already lets you know the dates be dark before the Sabbath. And the Sabbath ain't beginning when it's dark, as you've been taught, because the dark period is called night, and the light is called day. And they're two different opposite things. Even in the book of Ezekiel, the 46th chapter. Start reading in verse 1. It says, "Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days." And why? Because that's when man goes to his work, as we read in Psalms 104. When the sun ariseth, man goes unto his labors. And Yahweh says, 6 days shall they labor and do all thy work. In the 6 working days shall the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath, it shall be open. On the Sabbath day, you open it. In the day of the new month, it shall be open. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare the burnt offering and his peace offerings, and shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Why? Until the evening. Because the evening's the end of the day. Now, if this was true for what you and all of us have been taught about the day beginning at evening, you wouldn't shut the gate at evening. You would open it at evening. Like many of our brothers and sisters hold what they call Shabbat Erev class, Sabbath evening class. And when they hold that on the 6th day, they opening their gates when Yahweh said to close them. He said, don't even open them for 6 days. And the day goes from one day to the next, not from one evening to the next. Why else do you think it said there was evening and morning one day? And then the next day, when he made the heavens, it was light. And then it became evening again. And then morning again. 2 days. Because it goes from one day, which is one light, to the next light. Not one evening, which is then to the next evening. The 6 work days. And what is a day? According to the scriptures, not according to Strong's, not according to Oxford, not according to Webster, but according to the scriptures, according to Yah's word, a day is light. Darkness is night. Look in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, the 19th chapter. In 1 Samuel 19, we'll begin reading at verse 24, where it says, "And he stripped off his clothes also, and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore they say, is Saul also among the prophets?" Why did he lay down all that day and all that night, if a day and the night are the same? If a day begins when the night begins, you can't be all that day, all that night, because they will be the same. Look in the book of Numbers, the 11th chapter. We're going to look at verse 32. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day. And they gathered the quails. He that gathered the least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. How many days? All that day and all that night. One day, one night, and all that next day. 2 days, one night. And if they began at the same time, then all that day would have been a night also. And all that night would have been a day and a night also. And all that next day would have been a day and a night also. You would have had 3 days and three nights. But that's not what the scriptures define day. The scriptures define day as light and darkness as night. You can't have both at the same time. That's against the law. Look in the book of Jeremiah, the 36th chapter. In Jeremiah chapter 36, we'll look at verse 30, which says, "Thus saith Yahweh, Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, he shall have none to sit upon his throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost." Now the day began when the night begins. Wouldn't the day have the frost? Wouldn't the night have the heat? I mean, where would be the difference? A day is light. That's what a day is. If a day is darkness, then why didn't he say it in the manner in which you've been taught, in the manner in which you define these things? Because what we've been taught is wrong. Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Even look in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. And the 4th verse, it says, "Prepare ye war against her. Arise, let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away. The shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise, and let us go up by night, and let us destroy her palaces." What happened? The day is going away. The shadows of the evening are coming. And the night is here. Oh, well, that sounds like two different times. That sounds like a day is light, and that sounds like the night is darkness. Also in the book of the Song of Solomon, in the Song of Solomon, the 4th chapter, start reading in verse 6, it says, "Until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and the hill of frankincense." Yeah, the day breaks when the shadows flee away. The darkness is gone away. That means a day can't be darkness. A day is what Yahweh said it is. He called the light day. In the darkness, he called night. I know you wanted to say something else. I know you wanted to be something different because that's what you were taught. What did Yahweh say in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter? In Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, it says in the 5th verse, "Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. See, if you're not going to trust God, then you're going to be wise in your own eyes. And you're going to think that what you think and what you feel and what you opinionate means something. Yahweh wants you to trust in Him. He wants you to acknowledge Him in all your paths. And how do you do that? And call the day night and the night day. How can you do that? Well, you can't. Yahweh said He called the light day, and the darkness He called night. He defined them in this fashion. And He did not ever rearrange them. Not once. Not ever. But then they say, well, what about the day of Yah? Well, what about the day of Yah? Let me show you what He said about the day of Yah. And I think I'm trying to find the right scripture. Amos, the 5th chapter. In the book of Amos, the 5th chapter, start at verse 18. Woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. To what end is it for you? The day of Yahweh is darkness and not light. Now, how can a day be darkness? Because it's supposed to be light, and it's Yahweh that is making that day dark. Now, if day was always dark, this wouldn't mean nothing to anybody. But He said, the day of Yah is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went unto the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of Yah be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? Only Yahweh can do such a thing, because only the Creator is the one that's sensible enough to know, not like your teachers, that a day is light. So in order to show you some great terror, He would make the day dark, like He did in Egypt. 3 days of darkness. Why was that frightening? Why was that terrible? Because that was wrong. That was not natural. That was out of course. That was something crazy. That the world became dark during the day. And if you think that a night and a day are the same, then Yahweh would never say, oh, the day is going to be dark when I come. That wouldn't scare nobody. That wouldn't put no fear in your heart. The day growing dark, and everyone knows they're fearful when the day grows dark, when those thick thunder clouds roll in and it blocks the sun. You know you get a little afraid. You know you get fearful, because that's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be light. So when Yahweh says He's going to make the day dark, He's doing something unusual. He's doing something not in accordance with your everyday life. A day being dark is something terrible. because if the day began at night, then the day being dark would be something normal, and Yahweh would never have to say it. But because you know, and I know, because the scriptures told us so, the word of Yah let us know that he called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And that is how the scriptures define day and night. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
For a child to tame it.
Lions of Yah, praise Yah with me.